This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come back. Bennett's going to give you a chance to win $1,000. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Data must be your supply national contest. It's time to win your radio.com cash. Download the radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and win 1,000 bucks right now with this code word this hour.
All right, you got a chance to win 1,000 bucks right now. Only a few more chances to win a grand today. Pick up your phone and text the word record, R-E-C-O-R-D, record. Text record or record, whichever, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Again, your 12 o'clock keyword is record. Text record, R-E-C-O-R-D, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Again, text record to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Another chance coming up at 1 o'clock. Good luck.
Guess what, Danny?
What, Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
This week, we're having a grand opening sale for our Bartlett location.
But you've been doing it for over 25 years in Bartlett.
We have been, but now we've moved our store right next to the Kroger on Stage Road and Bartlett Boulevard, and you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. All four locations are celebrating savings up to 70% off, plus free financing.
Party in Bartlett!
Yeah, not just in Bartlett, but at all four locations, prizes, discounts, and giveaways. The celebration ends on Saturday.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy food, hot deals, plus gift card giveaways and more. See you Saturday at Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase.
So if you want or need legal guidance and you want to deal with trustworthy guys who will make you feel comfortable and speak your language, get in touch with Eskins, King, and Marnie. You can call them day or night at 528-8888. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie. They're on the web, EskinsKing.com.
Kroger wants to know, what are you craving? A fresh, juicy peach? Cherries bursting with sweetness? Melon that melts in your mouth? Your favorite delicious produce is just around the corner at your neighborhood Kroger. So stop in today for peak of the season freshness, priced right.
Treat your family to red, white, or black seedless grapes. They're on sale for just 98 cents a pound with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Mom, today we dove a sunken ship.
Great. We have lots more stops to make.
And this tuba is scaring my falcon.
Come on, guys. We'll be late to get Jason from soccer.
Mom, where's Randy?
Add one more trip to the list.
Up to 75% of engine wear happens in the first 20 minutes of short trips. Full synthetic GTX Magnatec clings to your engine, forming a protective layer against wear. Instant protection from the moment you start. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX Magnatec for $23.99 at Advance Auto Parts.
At Papa John's, we like to say, better sausage, better beef, better bacon, better julienne cut Canadian bacon, better pepperoni. Papa John's. For a limited time, get a medium meats pizza made with 5 premium meats free of artificial flavors or fillers. Or our new barbecue meats pizza made with smoky southern-style barbecue sauce for only $6.99 each. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We can't know. Couple girls in the mix.
located over at 5699 Mount Moriah. Also now at 7199 Stage Road. You can go out there and either one of those fine locations and get yourself the best wings in town with the best premium flavors. They're what's blowing Billy up. And listen, you need a job? On Sunday at both of those locations, Billy's having a job fair Sunday afternoon. I suggest you get out there if you're looking for work, because you would be working for, and John could vouch for this, I tweeted this, one of the rising young stars, John, rising young entrepreneurs in Memphis.
No, that's a good point. And they are hiring for basically everything. Cooks, cashiers, full and part-time available. 16 years old and up. Great pay, great opportunities. They're hiring for all locations. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, and FedEx Forum. So make sure you hit up the job fair August 19th, 12 p.m., 5 p.m. Or you can fill out an application at www.thewingguru.com.
So a bit of interesting that Jason Smith sent you.
Now, I gather you have gotten some intel.
I have.
What is this intel that you've
gotten? Almost right now, because you like to lie on the radio. Bunch of fake news, Jarvis Greer says.
Okay, what does Jarvis say?
Number one, it wasn't 2-1, John, that he beat you in battle balls, whatever y'all call that. It was 2-0.
Nope, it was 2-1.
You did not win a game, according to Jarvis. Jarvis is 61 years old. So I imagine at the time that you went to battle with him, what, you said this is about 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
It was in his late 50s.
Yeah.
Played at Memphis from 75 to 79 as star defensive back. Played with Lloyd Patterson, Ernest Gray, Keith Simpson, Eric Harris, Keith Butler, and Bob Rush, John. One of the many great Tigers from that era.
Yep.
And listen, I know Jarvis in fantastic shape still at 61. I just found a little bit of a, felt a little strange that you would take pride in losing.
2-1.
2-0.
2-1.
And you lied about it. So now that we've got that straightened out, we can move on to the rundown.
2-1. I see the rundown. Come on.
The Rundown, presented by Matt Eflin, Nationwide Insurance.
Now, it's The Rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so last week, the annual Nike Basketball Academy took place in California. Most of the top high school players in the country were there. Skill development, gain exposure in front of a lot of NBA scouts. They had a showcase game on Sunday, and there was a guy named Matt Babcock, who was a former NBA agent. He was there. And why do you care about this? Well, a couple things. Two Memphis Tiger targets were in this game.
Mm-hmm.
That was DJ Jeffries and CJ Walker. Both were in this game, the Nike Basketball Academy showcase game. And he actually wrote up some evaluations of both DJ Jeffries, everybody in the class, everybody that was there that caught his eye, but specifically DJ Jeffries and CJ Walker, those are the ones we care about. Do you care for me to read you his analysis
please
of DJ
do.
Jeffries?
Please do.
Jeffries, according to Matt Babcock, former NBA agent, is a solid all-around player with ideal size on the wing and a 6'9 wingspan. After recently decommitting from Kentucky, he's been widely tied to Memphis and Penny Hardaway. There is not much flash to his game, but he's effective as a straight line driver and finisher in transition and has the right type of toolbox to fit in as an NBA three man. He's extremely athletic with above average handles and shooting ability, and I like his potential to be a nice complementary player down the road. Now, I'm not sure if that means complementary in college or complementary in the NBA, but he did say he's got the toolbox to fit in as an NBA three man. So I have to assume he means complementary in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, DJ's, what, number 20 in the country on ESPN?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's no, you know, he's not complimentary on the college level.
Right.
If it's easy. I mean, Kentucky doesn't take those type of players. That's the bottom line.
Right.
No, he has to be talking at the, I'm surprised to hear him speak of DJ in the NBA and what he could do at that level, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
He is skilled across the board. There's no question about it. And has been for some time. I think he had, playing with James Wiseman this summer for the second straight summer, if I'm not mistaken, he had a good summer in the sense that, John, his stock was dropping like a rock.
Yep.
For a minute, and has with some other sites. I think he had a solid summer, showed he can score from all levels, right? Solid rebounder, and that size you're going to have to be at the college level. You will be expected to contribute on the boards. He was good enough this summer that he proved he belongs in that top 25, top 30.
Yep.
Point of that, those guys
are the ones that have a shot at the NBA. I've always wondered if he had the athleticism to make it. And we've discussed this before, you know. He's not unathletic.
Right.
But he's not super athletic. Doesn't have that super quick twitch.
Matt Babcock says he is extremely athletic.
Quick twitch athleticism? I've never seen it. Like we get those dudes around here in Memphis. We get them.
Yeah.
If I don't think it's NBA quick twitch. But again, you gonna roll with Babcock or me? You gonna roll with me? You gonna make a choice here, bro.
I'm never talking to Matt Babcock.
Thank
so
you.
I don't know his evaluation.
Dude, he's athletic. He just ain't old. He just ain't super athletic.
By the way, I got a direct message.
He's skilled enough.
I got a direct message yesterday from a guy who listens to the show, and he had some insider news for me. And it's very interesting news. It's insider news. Let me read to you.
Please.
There's a little bit of mystery to it. According to this direct message, there will be an official visit to the University of Memphis in September from a major prospect, top five. Part two.
What?
When the kid tweets about it, I'll be able to say more. I also talk about the show all the time to the prospect's dad, and he'd love to join the show while they are in Memphis. I can give you a date. He'll be available after it's tweeted out. If interesting, go Tigers.
My first reaction is we've had Matthew Hurt's dad on the show before.
No, not Matthew Hurt. This gentleman is African-American, so it's not going to be Matthew.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Matthew Hurt, very wild.
I thought I had that one figured out.
Well, can we already you speculate had on who it could be?
Wait a minute, you said top five.
Top five. And then I asked this question. What class? And he told me. Bennett, get it ready. The class of 2020.
You're looking at the wrong one.
Go Tigers.
No wonder.
Wrong one.
Yeah.
We need a Go Tigers baby on that one, brother. You ain't got that one ready yet, do you? Yeah, he doesn't have that ready.
So we're talking about an unofficial visit.
Well, he's not committed yet.
No, can't you take officials when you're a junior now?
When does it change? When's the rule change?
I don't know. It's a good question. Does it change immediately?
If it does, then he can, but...
Either way, it's happening, whether it's official or unofficial. It's happening.
I'm
pull out the 2000...
I'm trying to get there quickly, John. You know how slow I am. You messed me up because I was looking 2019 and assuming that they were... You're talking about Matthew Hurt.
See, you're living in 2018. I'm living in 2020.
2020? ESPN?
You have a stopwatch.
He's
trying to stall now because he can't get it up.
In our man... Watch how you put that. Isn't our man Jalen Green in that?
Jalen Green's in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's who you got to be talking about, right? He's top five. He's number two, according to ESPN. Evan Mobley's number one.
I don't think it's Jalen Green.
Oh, well, that's who Sam has the relationship with. That would make sense. Then why are you trying to...
Go keep going down the list.
RJ Hampton. He's out of Little Elm, Texas. Scotty Barnes, West Palm Beach, Florida. And then number five is Jalen Johnson, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Who'd you say from the Little Elm, Texas?
I said R.J. Hampton.
Really?
He's number three in the country, 6'4", 180-pound guard, five-star, of course, at number three in the country for 2020.
This gentleman who direct messaged me lives in Dallas. Bennett?
Well, you've led me right to
he lives in Dallas.
They're in on another top five for 2020? Besides Jalen Green, another one?
RJ Hampton. So if we are doing, we're putting two and two together here. Sounds like RJ Hampton is going to be on campus next month. How you doing?
Look at you.
How you doing? Top five in the class of 2020. That would be a Mike Miller connection there, by the way.
News leader.
Lots of possibilities, ladies and gentlemen, for this University of Memphis.
But hold on. This is somebody in Texas listens to the show down there?
Yeah.
And tells the...
Yeah.
Or is it somebody here tells the dad in Texas?
No, the gentleman who direct messaged me lives in Texas. We've had people that live... We have people that live in Florida that put us on C.J. Walker. We got people in Texas that's putting us on R.J. Hampton.
Ben, and we getting nationwide.
This is big time, man.
I like
we're going.
I like the way you sniff that out because I mean you had me all off the.
But yeah, no, it sounds like if you put two
scent.
You put two and two together, RJ Hampton's going to be here on campus next month. He's a top five kid in the class of 2020. There was one more evaluation that I wanted to get to before we take a break or before we move on. C.J. Walker, who is also a Tiger target in the class of 2019, and this is what Matt Babcock says about him: a long, lean, athletic slasher. Walker was highly impressive despite being ranked lower than many of his peers at the event. He needs to fill out and gain weight, but showed a lot of promise as a smooth, wiry athlete. His outside shot is decent, and he has some ability to create for himself. Walker is definitely worth tracking, given his length and athleticism, which could translate nicely to the NBA, where wing players in his mold are always in demand. So he likes both Tiger targets, which is good news. I like that. But that was Matt Babcock, former NBA agent from the Nike Basketball Academy.
Next story.
John, have you seen this picture that was taken after last night's preseason Patriots-Philadelphia Eagles game? It's a picture of Tom Brady and Nick Foles shaking hands. Have you seen it?
I don't think I have seen that.
I'm going to turn this computer around and show it to you right now.
Okay.
And I want you to sort of describe Tom Brady's demeanor and then describe Nick Foles' demeanor.
Tom Brady looks to be pretty happy.
Super happy, right?
And Nick Foles looks to be unsatisfied.
Like we could, like we didn't need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, after the Super Bowl, it was a big hubbub about it. There was no shaking of hands between the quarterbacks. That usually happens. And Tom Brady's been asked about it a bunch. He responded to a couple of questions about it last night. You went out and you shook Foles' hand after the preseason game. You didn't do it after the Super Bowl. What's up? He talked about not shaking the hand after the Super Bowl. That was kind of made up to me because that was never my intention that I would be a bad sport. But I have a lot of respect for Nick and Carson. Speaking of Carson Wentz, of course, all those quarterbacks and that team and the way they played, they're a great team. I know how hard it is to win that last game, and they did it, and congrats to them. But we're on to 2018. We've got our goals ahead of us. We're trying to go out and put together a great year. Here's what I'm going to say about Tom Brady. When it is going well for him, he is Mr. Role Model, right? Everything's good, son. Come over here and give me a deep kiss, right? Want to give me a kiss a little deeper. My point, when Tom Brady, when things are going well, they're winning, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
When they're losing, that dude's as bad as he's what you tell your little sons to stop being. Who was the receiver last year that he was going? Remember last year he had a problem with the receiver. He's going off on the sideline. Him and Josh, the offensive coordinator, getting to
him. I want to say it was Brandon Cook,
just
right?
Putting on a little temper tantrum.
Yep.
And that's what Tom Brady does. Now I realize the great ones, they do these tantrums. Look, Jordan would go into a tantrum, not as baby like. But you do this to raise the level of play around you. But when Tom Brady loses, okay, remember when we got on Cam for this? Remember when Cam didn't want to talk afterwards and what a story that became?
Yep.
Tom Brady lost that Super Bowl. He didn't want to go shake hands because he's a poor sport.
Right.
Last night, after he beats him in preseason, he's happy to go running over there, jump into Nick Foles, shake his hand, and look all happy doing it. And Nick Foles, and I would have felt the same way. Oh, now you want to come over.
Yeah.
Right? You couldn't do this then. Look, I know it gets, and Tom used this, it gets a little crazy after the Super Bowl. Everything's falling and all that stuff. Look, remember we got on the Pistons for this? For not shaking the Bulls' hands after the Bulls finally beat him? I respect Tom Brady's greatness. I really do. He's one of the best. And I respect a lot of the things that he does off the field and the way he carries himself. But one of the things I do not respect is the way we hold him up all the time, and we never sit here and criticize him like we do Cam and like we do others when he shows the truth that he's a poor sport. And that's the nice way of putting it, okay?
Yeah.
I don't like it. And the reason he's never had to clean it up is because we've never held his feet to the fire about it because he's so great.
Well, he wins rings.
He wins rings. Exactly, John. Need to hold him to the same standard we hold Cam and everybody else. It's awful. It's not a good example. And he was awfully happy to go running over there last night. If I had Nick Foles, I'd say, that's all right. Missed you at the Super Bowl last year.
Exactly.
Check out my ring.
Check out, and he would, of course, show you more. But that's okay. No, I
do you? I mean, are you with me on that? Am I off base here? No, I'm not.
Listen,
because he's that kind of dude.
People who win at a high level get treated differently. They get covered differently. It's just the way it goes, Jason. You know that. It's the same reason why Urban Meyer's going to have a job to come back to and DJ Durkin isn't. You know what I mean? It just is true. So, but I definitely do agree. It is different for Tom Brady. I have one more we have to get to.
Next story.
And it is juicy. We have a new NBA beef, and this one is very. It's going to hit close to home, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Union, who you believe the Wades are one of the best power couples in the world. Do you not?
Yeah, it is.
Well, she posted an Instagram picture yesterday. Getting out of the pool, getting out of the swimming pool. And she looks great. She looks great. She's wearing a little crop top.
Great.
And you could see
you need to show me that.
A lot.
And then it's not the same as me showing you Foles and Brady, John.
And, listen, it's your right to post this picture if you're Gabrielle Union, of course. Jimmy Butler commented on it.
Oh, my Lord.
What? Jimmy Butler.
Oh, my Lord.
Jimmy Butler commented on the picture. And said, in all caps, well, damn.
Oh, my Lord.
And
Jimmy, no, he crossed the line.
First of all, you cannot do that.
No.
Like, that is
Jimmy,
absolutely.
Jimmy, no, he crossed
that is out
the
of,
line.
That is out of bounds. I don't care how attractive the woman may be.
Man.
She is married to your peer, to your colleague.
Man.
Jason does not even allow me to talk to Faith. And I've never said anything like this. So can you imagine what would have happened
if
Faith is doing one of her live videos and I come on there and I say, well, damn.
Bruh.
Exactly. Like, you don't
watch
even,
your mouth.
You don't even like to think about it. Well, Dwayne
you
Wade.
You shouldn't even like the pic.
No, don't like it. I don't even want to know that you were on it.
Nope.
Jason doesn't even want me and Faith to be friends on Facebook.
Man, they folks were talking behind my back. Bennett.
We were not about anything, like, controversial.
I want to be in on it. When y'all are having a conversation, it needs to be a three-way conversation, mm-hmm. fool.
This man is so protective of Faith. It's crazy. Anyway, Dwayne Wade has responded on Jimmy Butler's
man,
Instagram.
Please tell me what that man said, because Jimmy has violated.
He said, put well damn in caps on my wife photo again, and you're going to see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is like.
Now, here's the deal. I feel Dwayne on that.
Oh, if you can't. That's out of bounds.
But. And he had to go. Jimmy pushed him. He has to go public and say that.
You got to, bro.
But here's the deal. I'm having a conversation with my wife. I'm putting that out there and telling Jimmy, come on, come on, and all that stuff.
What
do
you mean? Oh, you think it's out of bounds for her to post the picture?
Do you remember, because we can localize this.
Natasha.
How awkward that was. What did you just do? That was awkward what you just did. What was that? It was a guy.
It was like on the tip of his tongue.
Yes.
I constantly think about Natasha.
He knew exactly what I was talking about, Bennett, because he still
follows Natasha.
My point was, remember how that I was trying to speak. If I'm Fizz.
She's a philanthropist, dude.
I'm shutting this down. Anyway, some of the pictures, right, get a little racy.
Mm-hmm.
That picture of Gabrielle's beautiful picture.
It is.
We know how men are when they see pictures like that, John. We revert to the flesh, mm-hmm. to the dog, okay? That's what you go back to, the dog. So I'm having a converse while I'm telling Jimmy, man, you need to hold up. You crossed the line. Because, Jimmy, you're a pro. You got to respect that. You got to respect that.
Yeah.
I'm having a conversation with my wife saying, baby, we're going to have to tone it down a little bit.
This would be like...
I mean, come on.
This would...
Because some of that is on... You got...
This would be the equivalent of my wife posting a picture and Eric commenting on it and saying, well, damn. You know what I mean? Like, that would be...
It makes me uncomfortable just you saying that.
Or Brad. Or Gary. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, dude, are you serious? Like, I would have to laugh. First, it's not as funny when it's a professional athlete.
You wouldn't tell him to meet you outside? Like, you wouldn't tell him what Dwayne told you?
Well, I would... I mean, first
like,
of
next
all,
time you put well, damn on Sam's picture, we're going to have a talk out right outside of...
The Palatial Intercom Memphis Studio Complex.
You wouldn't do that?
Oh, yeah.
You would just laugh?
Well, first I'd laugh, yeah.
It shouldn't even be you coming up with the scenarios, because you would be the culprit in this situation.
Fake news. Fake news, Bennett.
We all know it.
I would never, ever comment on any of you. Are you crazy? I'm married.
Bennett, I think you're right.
Zero chance. Slip up. Zero chance. Publicly? No way. Absolutely not. That's a death wish.
Jimmy Butler don't care.
Well, Jimmy Butler ain't got a wife, does he? He ain't married, so it doesn't matter. He's just trying to start some stuff.
Doesn't he hang out with them?
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Hasn't he hung out with them before?
This takes
like that, so he could be just. He could be.
They better not be.
You can't even play like that, dog.
I'd be pissed off if they're friends. It's so much better if they're not friends. I need them to not be friends.
I'm pretty sure they've hung out overseas together.
Might have hung out, but like, still, that doesn't give you license to comment, "Well, damn," on my wife's picture like that.
Oh, it's a violation.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you're going to try to blame Gabrielle Union for this.
You heard me. I did not. I said Dwayne's got to do what he got to do, but you're going to have a talk now, too.
What's this? So she can't
because you know the dog in us. What this all boils down to.
What's she supposed to do? Just post pictures of her in a pantsuit?
Yeah. She's beautiful. She doesn't need to do that. What are you talking about? She's a beautiful woman in her 40s now.
She can't, like.
She's not just selling sex, John.
Did you see?
You could do that.
Did you see Angela Bassett's pictures from her 60th birthday? You need to look those up.
Angela Bassett got a little strong when she performed, when she played the role of Tina Turner.
It defies
logic. I haven't looked since because her arms got so big.
She's good in Black Panther, too.
She's fantastic in Black Panther.
Anyway, we'll keep you updated on where this new NBA beef is going. It's juicy, though. I'll tell you that. How is Jimmy going to respond?
She put Dwayne in the spot.
No, and he has Jimmy to do put it. Dwayne in the spot.
He violated. But, John, again, the dog comes out late at night.
And then, like, it's embarrassing for Dwayne because everybody's commenting under Jimmy's comment saying, "You're such a legend. She's gonna, you know, whatever." So, it's, yeah, you're right.
Well, that's a tough spot to be in.
Dwayne is caught in the spot.
Yeah, Dwayne's caught in the spot.
So, we'll keep you updated. All right, when we come back, Mark Giannotto will join us. We will talk about Memphis recruiting with him. Memphis did make the top 10 of Jameis Ramsey. Jameis Ramsey, who
another
we talked
one.
About. With Herd on Wednesday. We'll get to that with Mark and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
These days, it's all you hear out of Congress: fighting, partisanship, and gridlock. But while Washington politicians bicker, Phil Bredesen gets things done. As Governor Bredesen saved Tennessee from what the Nashville Tennessean called a financial tailspin, and the Jackson Sun praised him for, quote, moving Tennessee in the right direction, he worked with Republicans and Democrats to balance 8 budgets without raising sales taxes and no new income tax. And Bredesen made Tennessee one of the best states in America for new jobs, like the Volkswagen plant, which has brought over $1 billion to Tennessee's economy, and Nissan's headquarters for all of North America. Good-paying jobs and balanced budgets without raising sales taxes. Phil Bredesen gets things done. Paid for by Majority Forward, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.majorityforward.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, everybody, when it's Chevy Truck Month in the South, All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch, that's where you want to be. They have all the Silverados, all of them, and all the deals to boot. And you're going to pay a whole lot less than you'll pay at those city dealers. Plus, if you finance with GM, you could qualify for 90 days with no payments. Money back in your pocket. Heck, buy 2 Silverados, one for the weekdays and one to get money on the weekend. And there's more cash back offers, like up to 16% off MSRP in your pocket. And the people at All-Star Chevy make it fun, fast, and easy to get any truck, SUV, or car that you want. So get down there, drive a 4-wheel drive Silverado on the back roads or highways, drive 3 or 4 SUVs like the Traverse or Suburban. See why Chevys get all the awards, and they have lots of awards. If you like the new Equinox, ask them about 0 for 60 financing. There's no truck month like All-Star Chevy Truck Month, plus 20% off Sonic, Spark, and Impala. Their deals on everything all month long. So find new roads to All-Star Chevy on Craft Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or check them out at allstarautogroup.com.
Germantown Hardware and Paints is family-owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001. You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. They're going to beat them. They've got all your grilling needs, the Big Green Egg, Weber's, Primo, Starters, Wood Chips, and so on.
And they're a gold dealer in the Mid-South of the Big Green Egg, largest dealer of Weber grills, too, in the Mid-South. And I'll tell you what, John and I got a couple of those Big Green Eggs. Boy, it will change your life.
It's like, does it feel a little bit like joining a cult when
it does.
You're a Big Green Egg owner?
Sort of like a new religion.
It really is. It changes your life. You can cook anything you want on that Big Green Egg. They've also got lawn equipment, steel power equipment.
That staff's going to help you pick out just the right color for your projects. Listen, that staff, it's more like a family atmosphere in a John over at Germantown Hardware and Paints.
We were just talking about Benjamin Moore Paints, and I know you're trying to spruce up your Raleigh home. They've got the colors you need to do that, right?
And everything I needed to get ready to sell, John. Yes, I've got that thing painted well, thanks to the good folks over at Germantown Hardware and Paints. Like I said, that staff knows the store so well. You're going to get unsurpassable knowledge and customer service.
They're located at Germantown and Poplar, and you can visit them on the web, germantownhardware.com.
Guys, when you feel fresh, you've got that confidence, you've got that swagger. You know how it feels. You look crisp, you look good. It means you play well, you work well. We all know that Memphis is crazy hot and humid, so it's easy to lose that swagger and that confidence. The way you keep it is with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. It'll keep you feeling fresh and clean in this Memphis heat and humidity. Nice today, but it gets August in Memphis. It'll get hot again, whether you're at a day party, an outdoor festival, or a barbecue here in our fine city of Memphis. You want to make sure you stay fresh, stay fly all day. So give Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant a try to beat the Memphis heat and look cool while doing it. Old Spice does this by offering superior sweat protection. It is better than the rest. You can go to any big box store and find it, pick it up. I'll take care of the rest. Don't let the heat beat you, Memphis. Beat it with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. It is the perfect wingman to keep you fresh and clean at all those parties, festivals, barbecues we've got going on in Memphis for the rest of the summer.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's a whole new ball game at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action. With the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Sam's Town's exclusive sports book lounge, you can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Sam's Town Casino.
Guess what, Danny?
What, Howie, from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
This week, we're having a grand opening sale for our Bartlett location.
But you've been doing it for over 25 years in Bartlett.
We have been, but now we've moved our store right next to the Kroger on Stage Road and Bartlett Boulevard, and you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. All four locations are celebrating. Savings up to 70% off, plus free financing.
Party in Bartlett!
Yeah, not just in Bartlett, but at all four locations. Prizes, discounts, and giveaways. The celebration ends on Saturday.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sales. You get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. One of those vehicles is a 2018 Jeep Wrangler. I'm in it right now. Leather seats. It's the weekend, so I'm probably going to let the top down. Don't you deserve an experience like that? So what, if you want that, head on down. If you need something else, like a small SUV, large SUV, compact car, luxury car, trucker van, all there waiting on you. Price starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know. They're going to find it for you. Most importantly, they have a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Friday, we have the distinct pleasure of talking to commercial appeal sports columnist Mark Giannotto. We're going to do that now.
It's commercial appeal sports columnist Mark Giannotto. Live every Friday at 11:25 with Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN, and 680 AM.
Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much. I noticed the new promo. Sorry, I'm a little late. Had some, I think you guys, I got a bunch of text messages, so I'm assuming you guys talked about it on the air. I had some doggy issues.
Yeah, is everything okay? Everything smooth?
Yeah, no, it's all good. She just yesterday when I was walking her, I live at Crosstown Concourse, the building in Crosstown.
Yeah.
And we go into this neighborhood across the street. We have to cross Cleveland Avenue to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done it dozens of times. And, you know, we don't really usually do it on the crosswalk. We just go in the middle of the street and she'll sprint across and whatever. It's all good. Well, yesterday we get into the middle of the street and I guess something spooked her and she just like plopped down in the middle of the street. And then, you know, survival instincts take over. You're in the middle of traffic. And so I'm, like, dragging her across the street to get her out of the way of traffic. And in the process of dragging her, she, like, really kind of scraped up her hind paws because she was, you know, kicking back trying to fight me on taking her across the street. So I had to take her to the vet to get those checked out.
Oh, yes.
She's pretty good. She's hobbling around a little, but she's all good.
That's no place you can be playing in the street either, Mark, because they come around that curve right there. I know exactly where you're talking, that curve around in between Crosstown right there, and you could barely see the cars coming sometimes. They come so fast through there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we probably will not cross there anymore.
Yeah.
but, no, it was literally like survival instincts take over. You're like just standing there like, oh, gosh, cars are coming. We got to get out of here.
I'm glad it was okay.
And so... Yeah. She's all good. She's just, you know, no worse for the wear, I guess. She'll be hobbling around for a couple of days, but it's nothing too serious.
Good to hear. All right, so there's going to be a scrimmage tomorrow in Jackson. I'm assuming you will be there for the Memphis football program. We had Mike on the show yesterday, and he said, obviously, he was not going to announce the starter at quarterback on our show, but did say that, you know, Saturday is going to be a big moment for the program. Do you think we will know? Essentially, by the time tomorrow's scrimmage is over, who the guy is going to be at quarterback?
I'm not sure, just because, I mean, I've been to probably three or four practices at this point, and neither guy has really stood out any of the times I've gone. You know, there's been certain guys looked a little better than the other each day I've went, really. Like, you know, at the start, it looked like it was Brady White. But the past week, it seems like David Moore's come on. I wonder if you'll really have a guy come out of this weekend. But, you know, obviously the coaches have seen more than me. So for Mike to say that would suggest that he's hoping someone will really grab the reins this weekend. My guess is, this is just a guess, I think even going into that Mercer game, you're going to see, I mean, both of them play. But, you know, will he name a starter? Sure. But I don't know if until, you know, I just think this is going to be prolonged because from what I've seen, I don't see a clear difference between the two, you know, right now. But maybe, you know, I do think after this week, you know, this is when you're going to start to hear some of those questions like, hey, Mike, who's your starter? You know, when are you going to name someone? So I think Mike would like to see someone really, this Lambeth trip kind of emerge as the leader and the guy. But they both have different strengths. You know, like Brady White, for instance, he's probably more accurate, but I haven't, like, honestly, I've been to four practices. I haven't seen him throw a good deep ball any of the practices I've been at.
Yep.
Whereas David Moore has these flashes, he throws a better deep ball and has these flashes where you're like, oh my gosh, like he's got a stronger arm. He can run, but consistency is really an issue with him. Can he, you know, I think putting together two, three practices in a row is a problem for him. So when you take that into consideration, my guess is Brady White is taking those first snaps against Mercer. But I've said this all along since I've seen these two guys in the spring and now the first couple of weeks. I really think both of them are going to play this year.
Yeah. It's hard for us to get out to practice given our time slot. And like you said, you've been out there. When Brady White committed to Memphis, I can only assume he did that because he thought that he was going to be able to get the job. So if you're telling us that there doesn't really seem on the surface to be a difference between, you know, Brady White, who has started – you know, Division I college games and who has started in, an Army All-American, you know, game in high school. What do you think that says about him? Or does it say more about David Moore?
Well, I think Brady is more accurate. I think when he's on, he's better than David Moore. The question so far is, one, you know, he's made some questionable decisions in a lot of, for instance, in that scrimmage last Saturday, he had just a horrendous interception in the end zone, and Mike gave him an earful because of it. And I think, you know, he's still learning the playbook. Mm-hmm. He's still trying to, you know, David Moore, I think one thing I've noticed is with those playmakers on this team, the established guys, the Tony Pollards, the Daryl Hendersons, I mean, you can just see in their interactions, they're more comfortable with David Moore because David Moore has been here for 3 years.
Right.
Whereas Brady is still, you know, that chemistry is still developing. He seems to have a nice rapport with Sean Dykes. Seems like every big play he has is to Dykes. But I still think he needs to win over the locker room, if that makes any sense. And that to me is what's going to make Mike's decision so tough, because if it's close, I think the locker room would like to see David Moore get a chance. And this is probably a little conjecture on my part, but just from talking to some guys on the team about their relationship with David, I mean, to me, it's like Brady White's got to win the job. And I don't know if he's done that. It's not that he's played poorly. I just don't sense that he is taking control of the job at this point. I think they're kind of even, and that puts Mike in a really tough spot, I think.
If David Moore is good, should it be even? Because for all the points that you just laid out, he knows the offense. He's been here. He's got the guys behind them. I figure that Brady White's not only learning the playbook, as you laid out, you know, still trying to get comfortable with that and the decision-making that goes along with it. He's still shaking off the rust, too, of just getting back out there and competing, you know, with another 10 guys out there, you know, trusting you. If David Moore is the right guy for the job, shouldn't he be ahead of Brady right now?
Well, I don't know if he's the right guy for the job because, again, consistency is a real issue with him.
I guess I'm asking, ideally, you'd like to see, if Bray's just struggling and it's the deep ball, ideally, you'd like to see more right now. It'd be clear cut. He'd be better, right? I mean, I'm just saying, for me, it's not so much about, hey, you've got to go out and be great, right? It's just not messing it up. And so if that's, for me, if that's David Moore, then maybe. But for me, Brady, you know, if David Moore was the guy, I guess is the point I'm trying to make, it feels like to me he would have already won the job by now.
I think you're right. I don't think they bring in a Brady White if they really felt comfortable
right.
with David Moore as yep. their starter. Sorry, my dog just yelped. I think the thing with Brady that you have to, because he's more accurate,
mm-hmm.
With the way this offense is set up and the playmakers you have, the guys like Tony Pollard, Daryl Henderson, DeMonte Coxey, like these are guys you don't necessarily need to, you know, you need to have the deep ball as a threat, I guess, but it's not something you're going to do regularly,
exactly.
I don't think, in this offense. It's, you know, this offense is set up to put playmakers in position to make play.
With quick hitters.
And so,
yep.
Yeah. And so, I mean, personally, I think Brady, like I said, I think Brady will ultimately be the starter. I think this is not going to be a clear-cut decision for Mike. And it's going to be something where I think, like I said, you know, it's kind of like what Alabama did a few years ago. Like, I think that Mercer game is going to, like, just as this scrimmage is important, I think that Mercer game is going to almost be an audition for the Navy game. Like, hey, you know, this is your chance mm-hmm. in a real live-action, you know, atmosphere to show us this is the final test, so to speak. So I think it's a tough decision right now, but, you know, there's still 2.5 weeks left of camp, and I think this Lambeth trip is important, and I think Mike wouldn't have emphasized it like he did on your show if it wasn't. I mean, I think this Saturday scrimmage will hopefully, I think Mike is hoping someone will step up and just completely differentiate themselves from the other.
We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto. He joins us every single Friday, normally at 11:25 here on the show. I know this is a bit of a tough question, given that we don't know who the quarterback is going to be, but we do know everything around the quarterback on both sides of the ball. The over-under is 8.5, Mark, for this season. The win total is 8.5. Where are you at with that? It seems like a big number. Now, they are playing some cupcakes, so to speak, early in the year, but they got mm-hmm. they got Navy week two, and I feel like that's a swing game and could really
yes.
determine the rest of the year depending on the outcome. Where are you on the over under for the University of Memphis?
I think it's a great number by Vegas because I think that really is like where the the over-under is with this team. I mean, I think I've said that I think this is going to be more like Riley Ferguson's first year with the team, Mike's first year, in that the first half of the season, there's going to be some ups and downs and some inconsistency because you have a new quarterback. And because while I think the defense is going to be improved, I don't think it's going to be a defense that can go out and, you know, win you a game necessarily. Like, you're going to have to score some. But like you said, the schedule is not too difficult before the middle of October. I've got them at like 8 or 9 wins. I'd probably lean towards 8 with what I've seen from the offense so far. But I could see, you know, like you said, the schedule sets up to where if things click like they did in the second half of Riley Ferguson's first year, I could see them getting to 10 wins. I could see them living up to sort of the expectation of winning the division. But I agree with you, that Navy game is going to be really tough and, you know, a really good indicator, I guess, of just how good this team will be. Because I think Navy is going to be better than last year. And it's a road game. Mm-hmm. So I would say 8 or 9 wins. I would probably, if I was going down to Tunica right now, I think I would take the under on 8.5 because I think they're going to get to 8. Like I said, I think it's, you know, there's a couple games in there that could totally change the trajectory of the season. The ceiling is I think, actually higher than last year's team for this group, but I think the floor is lower because you don't have that established quarterback.
Mark, on the basketball side of things, we've seen Memphis make the top eights of several guys now, 2019 prize. What do you make of this sort of, John and I have sort of described it as a maybe a widening of the net in terms of their 2019 recruiting. You know, when we started, it was all the names that we've talked about for a year, even before Penny had the job, Wiseman, you know, all the stars around town, everything else. But they've sort of widened things here lately. What do you make of it?
Yeah, see, I think they're obviously have offered, you know, for instance, KJ Martin and Boogie Ellis out in California. Jameis Ramsey, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Jaden Hardaway's teammate put him in their top 10. But I just wonder if, like, those kids called up Memphis today and said, I want to visit, I want to commit. I don't think they
would
take
them,
you know. Uh-huh. Like, they got to wait for, you know, the Trendon Watfords, the James Wisemans, the Matthew Hurts. You know, the DJ Jeffries, they're going to wait for them to make a decision. I think these are kind of backup plans,
plan B's,
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plan B. I mean, it's you know, so like to me, what I find impressive about it is, you know, it's like they're going to California with kids who I guess you could say Kenyon Martin and Mike Miller know each other, but they've essentially gone out to California, put in minimal effort on two kids, and they've already put them in their top 8. And it just kind of shows you just how powerful the Penny Hardaway's brand and this Memphis brand has quickly become with kids. That's what really sticks out to me with that stuff. But I think it's kind of a weird spot because, you know, they got, you know, what if James Wiseman and Trendon Watford and DJ Jeffries and that, what if they wait till the spring to decide? You got to wait for them. You're in really good with these guys. You got to see how this plays out with them. But if that were to occur, that really puts you in an odd spot if you're the staff, because you either hit really big or you're left scrambling. And so, you know, that's what I think this is, you know, what they're doing right now is, okay, just in case we're left scrambling, let's make sure we have some relationships. Even though these offers aren't really, like, I don't feel they're committable offers at this point.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
That makes a lot of sense. Mark, appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Great stuff.
He is Mark Giannotto. Follow him on Twitter at MGiannotto. He is, of course, the sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. We'll come back. Dave McGinnick is going to join us. At 1:30,
Titans.
He, of course, is the Titans radio analyst, former
coach of the Cardinals, nearly coach of your Bears. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
$1,000 just for favoriting 92.9 FM, ESPN, listening, then texting to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. Now all you have to do is keep it here. Because we're unloading tons of cash. Your next chance to win $1,000 in free money is coming up at 1 p.m. Download, favorite, listen, text, win.
Whoa, hey, everyone settle down. What's all the commotion about? There's a new instant game launching in August. It's only a dollar? And there are 12 different versions featuring 12 different dogs?
Celebrate the dog days of summer with a new Lucky Dog instant game. Collect the whole litter today, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. And here's a summer classic from the Tennessee Lottery.
I got that summer scratching fever, and I know just what to do. Play new August instant games, just a few will do. I'm ready to play and press all my luck. And best of all, I can play for just a buck. Summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, yeah.
August instant games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Hey, Memphis area, do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash? Over the last 5 years, Nick Vertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now, and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you'll see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. Plus, you'll learn how he has used other people's money and other non-traditional money sources to get his deals done. It's time to see how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1087 now. To get your free wholesaling kit, call 800-587-1087 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1087. That's 800-587-1087 now. And get your free kit today.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm going to promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together so you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hell on. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/fresh. forhims.com/fresh. forhims/fresh. Go.
I love my community. And as a doting dad.
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
City Auto makes it easy to find the right vehicle to meet your family's needs. With over 1,000 quality pre-owned vehicles from 35 different makes in one convenient location, you're sure to find the vehicle you're looking for, whether you're shopping online or in person. And with our competitive no-haggle pricing, you're sure to get a great deal, saving you both time and money. So if you're looking for an easier, more efficient way to purchase your next vehicle, think City Auto or cityauto.com. Welcome to City Auto, Elmore Road off Covington Pike, Memphis.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, celebrating the grand opening of their new location in Bartlett, next door to Kroger at Stage and Bartlett Boulevard. All four locations are celebrating with up to 70% off and free financing. Sale ends Saturday. Four convenient locations, Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Grab a great meal with today's perk. Get $10 of sandwiches or salads at Lisa's Lunchbox for only $5. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, Memphis area. Do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash? Over the last 5 years, Nick Vertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now, and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you'll see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. Plus, you'll learn how he has used other people's money and other non-traditional money sources to get his deals done. It's time to see how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1087 now. To get your free wholesaling kit, call 800-587-1087 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1087. That's 800-587-1087 now. And get your free kit today.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Sometimes email is the best way to communicate with your wife during the divorce. It's efficient, it creates a record, and it avoids ugly scenes. On the other hand, because you're on the record, your comments must be tactful and reasonable. Assume your emails will be exhibits at trial. Remember, your goal throughout the process is to project an image of common sense and good faith. The judge should understand that your wife is the source of this needless litigation. You're the good guy, the voice of reason. A related point, be cooperative where you can. Show flexibility regarding non-essential issues. Judges notice this. Besides, save your attorney fees for what's important.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head on over to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online, pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you know, you know, this thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours, a fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking at me with one eye. The company I keep is not corporate enough. Child rebel soldier, you ain't orphan enough. A rapper turned trapper can't morph into us, but a trapper turned rapper can morph into puff. Dance contest for the smokers. I predict snow, Al Roker. If you know, you know. I only ever look.
Commercial Equipment Company is the home of the Lawn Mower Store, and they are officially your newest Exmark dealer in Memphis. So if you're looking for a zero-turn mower with a professional pedigree, the Exmark Quest E-Series is perfect for you. You get Exmark sales, accessory service, and support from the Lawn Mower Store and CEC. They also sell and service blowers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and line trimmers. You can get everything you need. That means oil and line for the trimmers. Plus, they can repair and service most any small engine.
So whether your needs are commercial, residential, it does not matter because the Lawnmower Store at CEC is everything you could need, as John said. And now they've got those Exmark zero-turn mowers. Exmark's a mower with a pedigree, perfect for residential and commercial use. Going to make quick work of any job you've got. Check out their selection today of Exmark zero-turn mowers over at the Lawnmower Store. They're located within CEC, the Commercial Equipment Company, at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive, located just across Summer from Putt-Putt. You guys know where that's at. You can call them up directly at 901-275-8177 and ask about those X marks. Again, 901-275-8177. It is time to mow in Memphis, Tennessee. Do it with an X mark from the Lawnmower Store within the Commercial Equipment Company.
Jason, our entire lives have been a lie.
Well, you lied about Jarvis.
Because
your battle,
according to the Browns,
a lot of lies.
The proper pronunciation for Tyrod Taylor is not Tyrod.
Excuse me?
What?
according to the Browns, the official pronunciation of their other quarterback, the pronunciation for his name is Tyrod.
I'm sorry.
I'm not making this up.
You can't change it when you're in the middle of life.
Per the Browns Senior Vice President of Communications,
you could change your name.
The proper pronunciation for Tyrod Taylor is Tyrod Taylor, not Tyrod. Please use this going forward.
What tiger was it that we kept saying his name wrong and his mom finally had enough of it and let it was under
Trayson.
That's it.
And we were saying Trayson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Trayson.
It's Trahson.
So Trayson.
Trayson.
Not Trayson.
And we were saying Trayson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
And she,
But how do you get Tyrod from a name that is spelled Tyrod? Tyrod. It's not spelled T-E-R-R.
Is this just for Hard Knocks or something? Is just some stupid. What is this? Like, this is silly. Is this some plot line on Hard Knocks or something? And
no, this is a tweet that NFL Network put out and said they're officially changing their pronunciation of the Browns quarterback to Tyrod.
Well, he's entitled to that, but it seems weird. He's been an NFL quarterback for a long time, and we have referred to
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.